This is Standing Watch. And now, evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. I've just returned from Germany, where the news regarding the migrant crisis or the refugee crisis in Germany and in Europe is, of course, dominating the headlines and the reports in the media. And Angela Merkel, who was once looked upon as the undisputed leader of Germany, is finding herself more and more under attack, even by her own colleagues and friends in her own party regarding her open-door policy. It all started, of course, with the situation in Syria, amongst other things. And I'd like to take you back to an article which was published by Newsmax on October 13, reporting on Russia's involvement there. It says that President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday slammed Washington for refusing to share intelligence with Russia on Syria and accusing it of muddled thinking. Late last month, Moscow launched a bombing campaign in Syria, saying it needed to target Islamic State jihadists before they cross into Russia, which has a large Muslim population. But Washington and its allies slammed Russia's intervention in the conflict, saying Moscow was also targeting Western-backed moderate rebels and sought to prop up the regime of Bashar al-Assad. Putin's colorful phrase comes amid deep tensions over the Russian bombing campaign and cruise missile strikes that began September 30. The EU demanded Monday that Russia stop targeting moderate groups opposed to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter warned that Russia's actions will have consequences and the bombing will only inflame Syria's four-year civil war. U.S. airdrops of weapons and ammunition intended by the Syrian Free Army, which is fighting Assad's regime, could end up in the hands of Islamic State instead, Putin said. Now, on top of that, we find that an article by Breitbart, dated September 29, puts even more of an uncomfortable light on the activities of the Obama administration in Syria. It says that the Obama administration has thrown in the towel on a plan to spend $500 million on training moderate Syrian rebels to fight ISIS, al-Qaeda, and the regime of Bashar Assad. CBS News reports the program has been quietly suspended. The program was beginning to draw bitter opposition even from Democrats. It goes on to say that the first wave of new Syrian force fighters was ambushed by al-Qaeda and wiped out, with many of them killed, kidnapped, or MIA. No one of the Pentagon seems to know what happened to the second wave after they handed American vehicles and ammunition over to al-Qaeda's Nusra Front in exchange for safe passage. The Russians seem to have a pretty good idea what happened to the second wave, though. First they are armed and trained, and then they defect, President Vladimir Putin said at the United Nations. Putin threw some even tougher punches at the mess Obama has made of the Middle East in his UN address. Here is the relevant section in its entirety. It's now obvious that the power vacuum created in some countries of the Middle East and North Africa led to the emergence of anarchy areas. Those immediately started to be filled with extremists and terrorists. Tens of thousands of militants are fighting under the banners of the so-called Islamic State. Its ranks include former Iraqi servicemen who were thrown out into the street after the invasion of Iraq in 2003. Many recruits also come from Libya, a country whose statehood was destroyed as a gross violation of the UN Security Council Resolution 1973, he said. The new Syrian force fiasco, the article goes on to say, is a major Obama blunder, part and parcel of the disastrous foreign policy he tried to spin as a success at the United Nations. It turned into the biggest disaster since Jimmy Carter sent helicopters into the Iranian desert. Russia and others looking to redefine the Middle East will use this debacle, not just to embarrass the United States, but to persuade anyone considering an alliance with America instead of Russia and Iran to reconsider. Now, these comments are very, very accurate in looking at what is happening in Europe. Up until now, the reporting on Vladimir Putin, especially in Germany, was very, very negative. But now I was finding more and more articles over there even in magazines like Der Stern, asking the question, is Putin right and is Obama wrong? And I have found an incredible amount of anti-Americanism insofar as the migrant crisis is concerned, blaming America for the mess. And that brings me now to the migrant crisis. Here's an article by the Daily Mail, dated October 1. And I'd like you to listen to this carefully because it will show you where it's going in Germany. And there is going to be a reaction. There's going to be a reaction very soon to the mess which has been created and which Angela Merkel is also not only enduring, but perpetrating. This article says, a German woman is being booted out of a home of 23 years to make rooms for immigrants. Gabriele Keller is the second such case to emerge in the country as it struggles to cope with an expected influx of some 800,000 refugees. This year, some say up to 1.2 million, and they expect the same amount every year to come. It goes on to say, the local municipality has given Mrs. Keller until the end of the year to leave her flat in the southern town of Eschbach. Mario Schlafke, the town's mayor, says the authorities had no choice. The alternative would have been to set up beds in the gym. Wow. Her case comes days after it emerged that a nurse was being evicted from her home of 16 years for the same reasons. Yesterday, it was announced that Germany has translated the first 20 articles of the country's constitution outlining basic rights like freedom of speech into Arabic for refugees to help them integrate. Germany's open-door policy, the article of Daily Mail goes on to say, to migrants has sparked clashes with some Eastern EU member states, in particular Hungary. It also has fueled tensions domestically with riots erupting between left and right-wing hardline groups and fights breaking out among migrant groups because they have all kinds of different Muslim beliefs. With up to 10,000 arrivals each day, fueling voters' worries, President Joachim Gauck, who has a non-political role, hit a nerve with a speech on Sunday saying there is a limit to how many refugees Germany can absorb. Aside from the cost and practicalities of looking after so many people, almost 1% of Germany's population, many voters are worried about how they will integrate into society because, after all, they're all Muslims. The EU Observer wrote on October 10 that Angela Merkel and François Hollande have called on the European Union to show unity and respect the values on which it was built, but stopped short of ideas on how to tackle Europe's problems, because there aren't any solutions. The Local reported on October 13 that Germany's anti-Islam party Pegida stepped up its attacks on Chancellor Angela Merkel on Monday, slamming her as the most dangerous woman in Europe and demanding she resign. The article added on October 9 that the Bavarian government is threatening to take Chancellor Angela Merkel to the country's highest court to make her change her refugee policy. Bavarian Minister President Horst Seehofer of the Christian Social Union, CSU, and his cabinet demanded that refugees be sent back before they cross the Austrian-German border. And then it says on October 14, according to a report by The Local, that only 33% of Germans now agree with the Chancellor's migrant policy, a decrease of 11% since approximately 6 weeks ago. Around 64% of Germans polled were found to disagree. The opinion was widely shared across all of Germany's main political groups. The results also showed that 56% of people surveyed think there were already too many refugees in Germany. This figure has risen by 10% in just 1 month. Only 20% were found to believe that the country could still accommodate more asylum seekers. And so the overall wave of antagonism against Angela Merkel and her policy could not have been overlooked. And even though she gave an interview while I was over there, explaining that the policy was right, and if anybody else feels differently, then that is not her country, it is becoming more and more clear that Angela Merkel's position as the unchallenged leader is disappearing. And it's also clear that a vacuum is going to be created, which has to be filled in Germany. And we don't know yet who is going to fill it, because there's really no quote-unquote competent challenger on the horizon, but that doesn't mean that challenger doesn't exist. We have to understand that even though the Germans originally welcomed the refugees, they are now realizing more and more that not everybody who is coming into Germany is coming from Syria. Many are coming from other countries pretending to be Syrians, and it's also clear that some ISIS fighters are amongst them, coming into Germany to do their dirty work while they are there. And so the worries escalate, and something is going to happen very soon in that country and in Europe. Now, if you want to know more about what the future holds and how this is going to affect America, because as the one article I read to you says, nobody trusts America anymore. Nobody really wants to have any alliance with America, because everything America seems to be touching goes up in flames. If you want to know more from a biblical standpoint, we have prepared two booklets which will show you from the pages of the Bible what is prophesied to happen. One is Middle Eastern and African Nations in Bible Prophecy. And this booklet also talks about Syria. It talks about the future of Syria. It talks about how Syria will interact with other powers, including Germany, including Russia. And then we have another booklet prepared, the 10 European Revivals of the Ancient Roman Empire. And this booklet shows you what is going to happen in Europe in front of your very eyes within a few years from now, let's say. It's already starting. It has already started. It's very clear from the Bible what is going to happen and how Europe will ultimately end up as a terrible enemy to the United States of America and Great Britain. That's clearly prophesied. There is no denying this fact. And you should know. You need to know what is prophesied to happen. So please do yourself a favor and ask for these two free booklets. And you will not regret having done so. They're absolutely free, without any request for money. Please go ahead and write us or send us an email and let us know, and we'll be happy to send those booklets to you. And we will keep you informed about what is happening in Europe, what is happening in Syria, what is happening pertaining to Russia, pertaining to the United States of America, and how it all fits in within the framework of biblical prophecy. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Lenk for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.